All right, it's a Thursday morning. It's bright and early for the Agros who are getting set to do something phenomenal. We've got Alex Hinz with us this morning. Hey, Alex.
Morning.
Okay, biggest question. Did you make the bed this morning?
I made mine.
Yeah, there you go. There's another one that you're going to be a little closer to for the next 48, maybe 72 hours or so as the annual bed push gets going. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, no, we're really looking forward to it. We're going to... First, we leave the city this morning with today's destination. If we can get to Blydworth, it's a good day. And from there, we'll take off again tomorrow morning. So,
now, have you ever done the bed push personally before? I know it is such a tradition with the College of Agriculture.
Yeah, so it's been going since 1982. So we do it every other year when Telemiracle is down in Regina. So as a fourth-year student, that means I was there in the second year.
Okay. So
it was a little bit different. That was the COVID year, so... No online TV, and it was just kind of in a warehouse. But this year we're back to normal, so it should be good.
Yeah, no doubt. It will be back to normal and going strong today. So we'll see you making your way down Highway 11. There's lots of lights and lots of things going on, so people can't miss you, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we'll have a convoy of trucks and cars, and we got proper pace cars set up along the way. And then finally there's a 15 or 20-passenger van there as well. So just ask people to give us some room and pull over. We're not a big convoy. It won't take any time out of your day. Just give us a little bit of room. And if you're so willing, pull over and we'll be more than happy to take your name and number for a donation and get you a tax receipt.
Yeah, that's very cool, because as much fun as this is for you and your fellow students who are in the midst of reading week right now, it's also an opportunity for you to give back through Telemiracle. So if we don't see you on the roads, is there another opportunity that we can make a donation?
There is, yeah. There's an Agros Telemiracle website, which you can find on Facebook or social media. On the Twitter page, that's U of S Agros, and also through our Instagram, which is the U of S Agros. So that'll direct you to a shared link with Telemiracle, which accumulates money in the college's name, but you still receive all your tax benefits from that. We can also do cash on the side of the road, where we've done that before, and we're more than willing again. And finally, if you can't get the website to work, you can still use the traditional Telemiracle website. It all goes to the same cause, so...
Very cool. And, of course, the goal is to end up in Regina when?
Yeah, so our goal is to end up in Regina Saturday evening, and hopefully we can present Telemiracle with a check for $100,000.
Nice. That's a heck of a goal. Well, I know that you guys have done some amazing work in the past. It's a small village that gets going down the side of the highway. Any idea how many fellow students are going to be pushing that bed?
I think today's our quietest day. I think I just looked at the spreadsheet. I think we have 50 people today, but... 60-some tomorrow, and then we're close to 70 on Saturday, so should have lots of fresh legs to keep get us there.
That's right. You got some fresh anchor legs. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, yeah. No, it should be good. It'll be a rotation of people on and off all day.
Well, Alex, I really appreciate you taking some time for us this morning. Best of luck on Highway 11. We're watching for you. We'll keep it safe, and most of all, we'll try to get above that 100,000 goal when it comes to raising money for Telemiracle.
No, absolutely. Thank you very much, and anybody on the highway, just give us a little time and space, and it'll be much appreciative.